Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast, sponsored and developed by GreenHeck. I'm Jen Annesy, legislation editor for the ACHR News, and today we'll be talking with Marty Johnson, an application engineer with GreenHeck Fan Corporation, about GreenHeck's new motor starter offering, including the functionality and applications of motor starters and how they can provide a positive addition to your projects. Marty has been involved in the HVAC industry for 18 years and is currently heading up the motor starter program at GreenHeck. He also has a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from UW-Platteville in my home state of Wisconsin. Good afternoon, Marty. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jen, and how are you?
I'm doing quite well. I can't complain. So can you briefly describe what motor starters are?
Well, a motor starter in its most basic form is what we call a manual motor starter. Mm-hmm. It's basically nothing more than a large switch that can be activated by hand. So now, flipping a switch by hand, that can work well to bring a fan on in a small shop, but it's very inconvenient in larger facilities with multiple fans, all having very diverse systems, different levels of ventilation. So that's why most modern starters are capable of automatically turning on a motor, using some sort of control signal from another source, and then protecting that motor from overloads once the motor is started.
So how do motor starters protect an electric motor from damage?
In the early years, protection was accomplished with a soft metallic element. It would melt when too much current passed through it, effectively breaking the circuit. Now, as time went on, bimetallic circuit protection became popular, and then later, more recently, electronic protection. However, when each of these types of starters tripped to protect the motor, repair technicians were left with really very few troubleshooting options. Mm-hmm. If they weren't able to find an obvious cause for the trip, they'd have to restart the motor to see why the trip occurred. Each time that motor was started in a sort of an overcurrent or an overamping state, damage was being done to that motor. So GreenHeck motor starters were developed to be smarter than that. Our starters monitor current electronically rather than mechanically, and they'll go into a fault mode when any sort of problem is detected. So when that problem is detected, power to the motor is cut, and we have LED lights that give troubleshooting codes to alert the user as to why it faulted. So from that point of view, technicians can make corrections from a position of knowledge, and repairs can be made before attempting to restart the motor and causing additional damage.
Okay. So you mentioned remote starting. What does that mean in terms of motor starters?
All of our starters have some basic controls options. One way to activate a motor starter, which then turns on the fan, is with a voltage input from, say, a building management system. Another way is with feedback from maybe a thermostat, a humidistat, or some other dry contact type of control. And after that motor starts, a status output can be sent back to the building management system to say, yep, the motor started, all's well. Well, all of our starters have those capabilities. Occasionally, we need some greater capabilities. And when we do, the advanced control that we have can be wired to provide fireman's override, emergency shutdown, auxiliary override, damper control output with limit switch closed loop signal monitoring.
Okay, so I wouldn't need to add a separate controller to monitor whether or not the damper had opened before energizing the motor?
No, and that's the beauty. The advanced control, or the MSAC, can offer that as part of its control package. In fact, if the damper has a 24-volt DC actuator, the starter can energize that motor, and when the damper gets all the way open, the end switch closes, and it sends a signal to the starter that says, hey, it's all right to turn the fan on now.
What else makes the GreenHeck starters different from other products that are on the market right now?
Well, the GreenHeck starter is a complete package for protecting and controlling our fan products. It's unique because it'll work with the multitude of different controls that are out there on the market. You know, until recently, motor starters were pieced together with individual parts. So in order to get the individual pieces correct, it was critical, absolutely critical, to know what different voltages we're going to be used by the other systems out in the building. So transformers and relays were then selected to make the different voltages play nice together.
How did this work in the field?
Well, this meant that, you know, many different trades as personnel, the engineers on a project, the electricians, owners, they all had to communicate very, very clearly to each other what control systems they were planning to use, the voltages required to operate them, and what the hierarchy of ladder logic was going to be. That way, proper selections could be made. Now, with our starters, with GreenHeck starters, we eliminate a lot of that hassle. Our starters can provide a low-voltage signal out to any dry contact control, or can accept a voltage from controls like, you know, building management systems. As long as the voltage is between 12 and 250 volts, AC or DC, the GreenHeck motor starter is going to work well with it.
What range of motor voltages, sizes, and phase options are available right now?
Well, currently we're offering a single-phase starter. It's called an MS-1P.
Okay.
That's for motors up to 1 horsepower. We also have three-phase starters in either a standard or advanced version for motors ranging between 3/4 horsepower all the way up to 30 horsepower and 575 volts.
All right, so if I'm a contractor who has a wide range of projects, maybe from like wastewater management plants to hospitals to industrial applications, how do I protect the starter from different, you know, environments, indoor and outdoor, that starter would encounter?
All of our starters have a NEMA 1 enclosure about them for general indoor mounting protection.
Oh.
The MS-1P is also available in a NEMA 4 and a NEMA 4X enclosure.
What about the standard control for and the advanced control? Can I get better protection than just the NEMA 1?
Oh, absolutely. The standard control and the advanced control are available in a NEMA 3R, and if you need greater protection for corrosive environments, the advanced control is also available with a NEMA 4X stainless steel enclosure around it.
So what have been your biggest challenges with growing this part of GreenHeck's business?
Raising awareness has really been the key to promoting this product. Engineers and contractors, historically, they don't come to GreenHeck for their electrical needs. However, I feel that once they experience the compatibility, the convenience of using GreenHeck starters in combination with our fans, the word's going to spread fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to select and specify GreenHeck motor starters through our computer-aided product selection program, otherwise known as CAPS. So I expect the demand for this product will grow substantially over the coming years.
Okay. So, Marty, if listeners are interested in learning more about your motor starters or GreenHeck, where should they go?
They can learn more about motor starters and GreenHeck motor starters at our website, www.greenheck.com.
Go to www.greenheck.com, just saying that one more time. And,
oh, that's correct.
Yeah, you can never say your website too many times, I find.
That's right.
So, well, thank you so much for joining us for this interview today, Marty. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, there you have it, folks. GreenHeck's new motor starter product has the ability to phase into a building management system and offers maximum protection against motor overload. GreenHeck makes it easy to add one of their starter products to your fan selections with their computer-aided product selection program, or CAPS, which will pair the corresponding motor starter with your fan motor. They also have an enclosure selection that has the ability to cater to your project needs. All of these features make GreenHeck's new motor starter product a must-have. So thank you for tuning in today to our Newsmakers podcast. We hope you continue to listen to future GreenHeck podcasts, and remember that you can revisit all the information we talked about today just by going online to www.greenheck.com.